Now, you join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 235, the third interim show while we wait for my frigging studio equipment to arrive from England. I suppose I should be patient. I only ordered it about 3 months ago. It's a long way across the Irish Sea, especially if they don't send the frigging thing. They're waiting for it to be manufactured. You have to manufacture things nowadays. You can't just, in my day, you just went to the shop and you said, hello, can I have half a loaf of bread and some podcasting equipment so I can do a proper frigging podcast, not just Into Your Head. I'm starting a new podcast that probably won't be of interest to you, but it'll be of interest to me because I plan to make money from it. But apart from that, no, there's no benefit to you from this whole new podcasting setup, other than the fact I'll be able to record podcasts without worrying whether my frigging thing is working or not. Let's not bring down the mood. There's enough going on in the world today without me spreading crap all over the place. There's an earthquake going on for a start, or a volcano, I forget which. There's 8 million people dead. That's if you count everyone who died in the first testament of the Bible. There was 8 million if you read the Bible, you start with Adam and Eve. It says Adam begat Joseph, and Joseph begat Philip and Bartholomew, and Bartholomew and Philip got together in a foursome with two women, and they begat William, Harry, Philip, Pippi the Cat, Kofi, Sneepy, Horny, Cinderella, and 8 others, and we're not sure whose is whose, so there's a bit of a gap in the history there. Well, anyway, the Bible goes on and tells who begat who for 15 generations, and if you add them all up, there's 8 million people. We're the descendants of those people. Let's get that straight. We didn't evolve from some friggin'. You didn't evolve from a dinosaur. I'm sick of this crap. Where we're told you evolved from a fish that grew legs and walked up onto a beach, turned into. I like the opening sequence to the Dilbert animated TV series that shows everyone evolving from fish into amphibians, into pterodactyls, into dinosaurs, and into Dilbert's co-workers. That's rather depressing, if you ask me. We are all descendants of a magical god creature. The god creature came along. He just came into existence one day, and he said, hello, it's a bit lonely here. I'm going to find something to have sex with and produce children. Of course, there weren't any humans he could do it with, but he was fine with that because he's God. So he just temporarily split into 3 people. He became God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and they all had a threesome. Now, I have to be careful here because they've just made it illegal to blaspheme in Ireland, but I don't think that was blasphemy. I wasn't criticising God for his choices. If he wants to get up to that sort of thing, that's his business, and he never did that anyway. I just made that up, and I was talking about a different God. I was talking about the God in the movie The Life of Brian by Monty Python. I wasn't talking about the real God. I was talking about Brian's father, whose name was Pod. I mispronounced the God accidentally out of habit, because I'm used to 33 years of being told by my schools and my teachers and by everyone else that there's a God. No offence anyway. No offence. You're a cunt, no offence. That's how that works, no offence thing. You just say no offence, but you're a right old bollocks, and you're a paedophile, and you're, what else are you? You're a murderer. You usually do the paedophile thing first, and then you murder them. You kill 2 birds with the same stone, except they're not birds. If that was the case, then it would be a much lesser crime that you can be committed, at least in the eyes of the courts. Some of us think that birds are just as important as children. If you have sex with a bird and then kill it, it's just as bad as being a paedophile and a murderer towards a human child, especially if it's a young bird. If it's a bird's child, what's a bird's child called? I believe it's called a chicken, unless of course you're not a hen's child, you're another bird's child. If you're an eagle's child, I don't know what that's called. It's called, I don't know. I know a beetle's child is called Julian Lennon, and I saw him on television. Now, you had an issue there. Sorry about that. My battery ran out or something. Or something happened. But it's not as bad as last time. We didn't have a complete failure. You just missed a bit for the song. Oh, don't go changing. Especially not trying to change the key, because I don't know. I'm not that sophisticated a musician yet, although I hope to become one with this keyboard. Many people who you know who can play Billy Joel's Just The Way You Are when they've only had a keyboard for a couple of months. I'll tell you, I can't. Just The Way You Are. Oh yeah, it's guitar. I was supposed to be playing the guitar. Kind of lost the plot of this song. We've given up on lyrics. But that's because, well, we're not. This isn't a proper show. This is an interim show. Hold on. Try and please me just the way you are. Bippy is a cat. Something. So anyway, where was I? I've completely lost where I was. I was talking about the son of the son of the guy who led Zeppelin, Bonham. Was it Richard Bonham or no? Well, his father was called John Bonham, and he was the guy who was in Led Zeppelin. But he was called Bonham too. And apparently in Led Zeppelin there's a policy whereby in all these rock bands, if you die, your son takes over. If he's got any kind of drumming skills at all, he can just take over. Now, I don't maybe he just used the keyboard like what I'm doing here. But even that requires some skill. Pippi the cat is getting far from eating all the other cats, because apparently there's 3 calories per cc and that stuff. Anyway, that's enough of that. We'll fade that out. I'll be professional and fade this out, rather than just cutting her off suddenly like I did last time. So I hope you enjoyed that. That was the cat song. Another cat song based on Billy Joel's Just The Way You Are. I think we'll go downstairs again now, if you don't mind. Because I have to I haven't finished my energy drink, and that's probably the problem. That's why this isn't. Because the show is supposed to be over now. We've been going 12 and a half minutes, but there's been all sorts of interruptions, and I don't know. I think I'm a bit. I'm not quite up to speed yet. So what I'll do is record another show in a few minutes when I'm finished my energy drink, and then we'll see where we go from there. Anyway, good morning.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.